This is an interview of Lucia Woodford Graham in her home at 942 Graham Road. It's May 19, 1995, and the interviewers are Ashlyn Smith and Carol Cox. Ms. Jones, can you tell us about your mother and father?
My mother and father were loving parents. They had nine children. And my mother and I were married. My mother was 22 years old. And my father was in his 30s. And he was still from Bloomington, and he said, I'm not from here. But I remember how loving and sweet they were. My parents used to be the three of us getting the house. My brother Holly, my nephew Dave, and myself. When we would do things that we weren't supposed to do, they would call us in, get up in the room, and all three of us would sit there and be a part of this. It was such a wonderful way to punish children, I think.
Where were you living at that time?
Right here in this house.
Did your father build this house?
Oh, yes. This is the second house. The first one burned down, it was next door. And it burned down, and he had this built for the second one.
And how long had he owned this land? Did he have a farm here?
No. No. Just had gardens and vegetables.
Did you have any other animals? Yes.
We had horses. We had bees. And no cows.
Nope. So the horses used for transportation?
The garden. My father only transferred stuff to use the hall, the university students, from the station, southern station to the dormitory. And he also delivered medication for attended blood
tests.
Then in the afternoon, when my father was immediately retired for him to come home, he would go to the top of the hill. You got a ride all the way down this road.
At the top of the hill where Raymond Road
begins.
At
that time it used to be called Hitchcock Drive until we were incorporated and put the city on the city gave Raymond Road. Raymond Road came from the name of a man that used to own land. Not too far from here.
Was that his last name or his first name?
Yes.
His last name.
His last name. Mm-hmm.
And he owned land south of here?
Yes. And Barbara.
What was your father's full name?
Ollie Thomas Woodcock.
Ollie Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And your mother?
Mary. Not Mary.
Now you said your mother was from Albemarle County.
Yes.
Close to the
yes.
city.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where she lived or something?
Mostly here in Plymouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what kind of brain matter do you have?
My father was from Sanibel.
And did they come to Charlottesville after they were married?
Oh, yes.
So
they did.
So Charlottesville, that was their home after marriage. And did they lived in the house that your father had built?
The one that burned down.
The one that burned down. Did they live any place before that?
No. But I don't remember living in that because I wasn't born and then I was born. This is a house that I remember.
Did your father design the house that his family?
Yes, he did. The only thing that my mother didn't like, and that was going up front steps because it was so steep. But all in the house. Different way for us.
Do you remember approximately what year this house was built?
No, I don't remember. It's 1700, but I just can't remember.
And you were one of the youngest.
One of the youngest brothers. Yes. And my youngest brother, one of the youngest, he just passed on.
And this brother was the father of
James, my nephew.
Oh, your nephew, James.
Yes. He was known as his father, which was my oldest brother.
Where did you go to school? Did you go to the city school?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Elementary school, then high school, then I graduated in the Western High School.
I did. Do you remember who the principal was when you graduated from Jefferson High School? Maybe some of your favorite teachers.
Oh, yes. He's the only one that's there. He's his best friend.
They both are in the high school.
In the elementary
school.
And in the high school, we had a Miss Brown, which is high school. And
Do you remember anything in particular about any of those teachers that made you love them? And who were some of your classmates, who were your good friends, in school and in the neighborhood?
Virginia Wallace.
Oh, Virginia Wallace.
She's the only one that lived here in solitude. Some of my older ones came to the classroom. But only four people lived in one that I knew that she was there.
Bernie's four. Who else do you remember? Whether they're still living or not, it's good to
see and saw them.
Where did he live? Do you remember?
Something happened.
These are classmates.
Major Carroll, 2 years away in New York.
Who were some of your neighborhood classmates? Were there any children who lived close by?
There were only three houses.
On Raymond Road.
On Raymond Road. And my brother and my nephew, the previous place, and it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. children living in neighborhoods. There was two in the lower house that maybe a couple living,
Oh, you speak of the lower house, but there was
that is the lower house.
And was it placed the same way that this place is
placed? The man was nearly six that lived in his room. This is broken, but this man is fixing the electric, trying to deliver the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fixing it, remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
Modern.
Now the house of the first part of Roman Road, I was told, was lived in called it her home place.
Yeah.
So is that where the Swift family lived?
No. The Swift family house is facing Virginia Ross.
So she was speaking of the other side of the family. What I call the blue stucco house.
Yes, Burton.
Burton. Yes. Mm-hmm. And she showed us a picture of her aunt, Virginia Burton, in the picture. Wonderful picture. So that's the other family.
Yes.
No.
Artie Ward and his family.
Tell me about Artie Ward. What do you remember about him? I associate him with taking care of animals.
Taking care of animals.
Did people bring their animals to him and he would?
Just make them well.
Mm-hmm. I'm told he made animals well too.
Yes,
he had a way of doing that.
He did. Then you had Mrs. Hopkins.
I thought it was just a small register.
Then you had Mrs. Lewis, Mr. Holmes, Mrs. Then the police family used to run the Pacey's taxi. Then you go up to the Pepperdice. The policeman and Brian Gibson.
When you were growing up, did you have certain duties around the place, the garden that you were supposed to do?
I was the dishes.
You were the dishes?
Yes. And my brother, he had to bring in wood for the night dinner for the stove.
And also,
we had a wood kitchen stove.
Do you still have that stove? Too hard to have that. Is there anything else that you did around the house that was
nothing your room had to be
Did your mother work outside of the
home? No, she didn't until after my father passed.
What
talking a little bit about your nephew, Ben. What were his duties around the house?
Mm-hmm. And so the house, the boat had to be the same thing. Yeah, he was in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
But my father would have men come and do the garden thing and they would find him working. And he would get home so late.
Yeah.
So men would come and help him to do the garden thing.
What was, you spoke of your father having a sort of a truck, a moving truck that he had to carry baggage for students.
Transferred
truck, right. What was the, did he have his name on it?
Oh, no,
nothing like that.
But everybody knew him.
But it was horse drawn.
Oh, no.
It was a motor.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he was there. He knew the train schedule.
Oh, well, he knew the train. If he was a fellow, they were coming in, or else they would leave, you know, when it's time to go to there. But he just did that.
Ms. Jones, after you finished Jefferson High School, did you go on to higher education, or did you begin working, or were you married at that time? What happened?
Well, after I finished high school, I went to Connecticut on a season job. And I had to go there in May and come home in the fall, around Thanksgiving time. Then I stayed in New York 1 year, which I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
1 year
mm-hmm.
when I came back to college school.
Mm-hmm.
And the friend that worked in upstate New York, I went to work for a doctor, the pastor and his wife. She was an artist. She had a little shop on 9th and Avenue. I used to work in a little shop.
Mm-hmm.
And that was lovely. Because I did a lot of that.
Yeah. Then you spoke of the season job. Did you work in a hotel?
In a
hotel. Okay. Sort of a summer hotel. And when did you meet your husband? And how did you meet your husband?
Through a friend. Yeah. He was in prison.
World War II.
Yeah.
Was he in the Army? The Navy? We'll go back to your mother. Did she live on Oak Street too?
No.
So then you began to have a family.
Yes. Only one. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm out thinking of Pennsylvania, I noticed that your mother had gone to school in Pennsylvania. Can you tell me more about that? Was it secondary school?
Secondary school. She just finished the elementary school here.
And probably the working in the other school to go to. Do you know the name of the school?
No, I don't.
But it was in Ardmore or something. And then
she had a brother lived there.
I see.
So that's how she got there.
And what led her brother to come to the
She did have a brother to go to Arizona. So she went to California, then went to Arizona. But we never heard any more from her. At this time, they were working on the railroad.
So her father's name, her husband's name was Trehart.
Her name was
Trehart, her maiden name. What do you recall what her mother's name was?
Kimball.
Kimball?
Yes, Sally Kimball.
How do you spell that?
K-I-M-B-O.
Oh, and I love her name, Sally
Kimball.
And was she from Charlottesville also?
Yes. And she lived with us.
Oh, did she?
She had four
Oh, how nice. How nice to have a grandmother in the
lovely.
Home.
It was lovely.
Indeed.
It wasn't always lovely at times. Young growing up. When you realize what a loving family you have. You just feel so.
So what were your favorite memories or special occasions? Let's take Christmas, for instance. What was Christmas like in
Wonderful.
The roof of home?
Always. Everybody was just loads of gifts. And I found it always. That was just a lovely time. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Did you have a Christmas tree? Did you go out and cut your own tree?
Cut our own tree.
From close by?
Close by.
Was it what I call a blue cedar or a juniper?
No, it was a cedar. Sometimes you have to use the pine. The cedars that we used to use.
Did you make some Christmas tree
ornaments? Oh, we did. The ornaments.
How did you do that? What did you make?
With popcorn, we did that. And berries.
Yes.
And then we made little ornaments, out of paper. We always had Christmas fingers coming from one end of the room to the other.
And what about Christmas feast? Did you have turkey?
Turkey.
Or ham or both?
Turkey and ham. Because my father used to raise turkeys and fish. He just slaughtered them and then
he didn't raise them here though, did he?
Yes.
Oh, so he had to
have the back and this goes all over.
Right. So he cured his own
hair.
Did you ever watch during the hog slaughtering process?
Couldn't stand it.
I have read about that and I thought that's quite But where did he cure his hair? Did he have a special shed, curing shed in the back?
He did have one in the back. My grandmother used to wash
show was in that low chair.
Oh. Mm-hmm. In the same
room?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a chair, more like a house.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
But he said they prayed to the chair there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were there any other outbuildings? Did you have a spring house?
We had a stable.
A stable.
For the horses.
Yes, of course. And did your father take care of the horses, or did you have...
The older boys.
The older boys did that. Mm-hmm. Did they exercise the horses too?
Oh, yes. We had a field. You know, at that time it was closed in.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the... We did horses over in the field,
mm-hmm.
in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the same thing at that time.
Mm-hmm. And that was his field? But it wasn't her field.
No, no,
no. She used the
horse. Yes, she used
What about Easter? What about Easter?
My mother made it have Easter bonnets.
Oh, did she really?
Yes.
Oh.
So she would buy the hat.
Mm-hmm.
But then decorate them, you know, with trees
mm-hmm.
and flowers and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had her to send to work. Always went to Sunday school every Sunday.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Did you go to Mount Zion?
Mount Zion.
Yes.
Mount Zion.
Do you remember your Sunday school teacher? Anyone?
She was around, I think
she was around.
Mm-hmm. Is she still
there? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was probably there.
The music was wonderful at church. Were you able to go to the main service?
I used to sing all the time.
Oh,
and my father was a Julian. I could sing. So we go to practice every morning. She had a beautiful voice.
Mm. Was it soprano?
Then we all used to sing in the car. I did not.
Okay.
And the organizer for Tiff.
Oh, did you?
Cindy.
Did you? Oh, that's interesting.
Thank you.
And did you sing in other places? I'm sure you sang in your church.
You sang in my church.
Yes.
And when the Paramount Theater first opened up, we sang on the stage.
Isn't that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Many, many years ago.
Yeah. And it was a quartet as well.
Quartet.
So it was
three sisters.
Can you get me there?
Yes. Evelyn, Karen, Matt, and myself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And which part did you say?
Alto.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of, do you remember any of the songs or hymns that you sang?
Mm-hmm.
And any favorite, I guess, that comes to mind.
She used to call me that is my old Danny boy.
Old
Danny. We sang that.
Oh.
And we blessed her.
Yeah.
She had to come back again and say,
Do you remember any other events in Charlottesville as you were growing up? You mentioned the opening of the Paramount Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Does anything else come to mind that was exciting for you at the time?
Our church would give a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And there were four men that worked at the UVA hospital. They found a quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And they would sing. To me, that was just an occasion to hear
mm-hmm.
Mount Zion Year Round Concert.
Right.
And my mother singing.
Oh, yeah.
And then the quartet was singing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
had a lot of music, different people, groups and individuals singing. Do you remember any parades in Charlotte? Parades? Or circus parades?
Yes. When you were younger, my father would take us to the circus. And it was held in Belmont section.
Was it really?
Yes, but I can't remember the. They always look out at the other.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Do you have a memory of the depression, of the depression?
Never.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
You weren't aware.
Because we were of it, you know, I guess in, because we always had.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It was all the same. And of course you remember World War II.
Yeah, I do.
And so that's when you met your husband.
Yeah.
And for, did any of your brothers say?
My youngest brother.
Okay. This is the interview of Alicia Woodford Jones, continuing, May 19th.